Today my guest is Brian Sullivan. Brian, how are you?
Doing well, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing great. Are you enjoying the MVP Summit?
I am. It's been a great summit. We've got more to look forward to. I'm really looking forward to the Insider's Day on Thursday.
I'm going to miss that. I got to go on
Thursday. Oh, man.
Rub it in.
Yeah.
Now, you're an ASP.NET MVP, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And you're doing a lot of stuff with single-page applications?
Yes.
Spas.
Yes.
Let's talk about that. You were telling me about a framework that you use quite a bit.
Yes, it's called Durandal. So Durandal is a single-page application framework built on top of Knockout.js, with which a lot of people are familiar, and two other libraries, jQuery and Require.js.
Okay, let's just really briefly describe those three libraries. Knockout does what?
Knockout does data binding with HTML and JavaScript, similar to how we've been used to doing data binding in .NET with, you know, Windows Forms and WPF for years.
Okay.
So that's what Knockout does. Require.js is a library for dependency management. So we're used to doing things in .NET where we have inversion of control containers. So okay. We're able to say that a particular class or module depends on a certain series of other modules, right? So that mechanism is sort of missing in JavaScript as a language, and so Require.js gives you the ability to declare dependencies on other modules.
Is that for testing?
Not, it makes testing easier, so you can effectively mock things out. But it's also just an organizational tool. So a lot of times when you're building JavaScript applications, you've got maybe a dozen scripts that are going to be a part of your application on a particular page, and getting those things ordered correctly so that all the dependencies fall out correctly can be a bit of a challenge sometimes. So with Require, you don't have to worry about adding the scripts to your page yourself. They just get downloaded dynamically from the server once a module that you're using declares a dependency on it.
Okay. I'm not familiar with that one. That's great. And then jQuery is, of course, by far the most famous of the three. But
yes.
Just give the elevator pitch of what that is.
So it's a better DOM, right?
Okay.
Notoriously, the HTML DOM in browsers has been a kind of a cruddy API to work with. And jQuery really just gives us a better way to do DOM manipulation. It also has a handful of other utilities in it for doing Ajax and that sort of stuff.
Okay. Yeah, it solves that cross-browser inconsistency.
Exactly,
really
yes.
Well. All right, so those three frameworks, they exist. They've been out for long before Durandal came out. But Durandal, what does it add to those three?
So the main cell of Durandal is composition on top of those three existing libraries. So everything in Durandal is built as a Require.js module. So you get that sort of organizational win built in. One of the things that's, if you've spent any time building Knockout applications, one of the things that you may have run into, I know that I ran into building just plain vanilla Knockout applications, is the idea that if you're building a single page application that's got maybe several different screens to it, you end up with these monolithic HTML pages, and we had various Boolean switches in one giant view model to say, okay, if they've finished step one but not step two yet, show this middle part, and once they've finished step two, show three, and so you get the hundreds of lines of HTML and clumsily trying to switch between pieces of it. So what Durandal would allow you to do is to, through its router mechanism, actually swap views in and out dynamically, and also to compose subviews together. So like we're used to doing in WPF apps or Windows Forms apps.
Okay. All right. So swapping views. So a view, I guess in this context, would be a single file with HTML, an HTML
yes, and
document.
It's just HTML. It's even got a .html extension. That's all it is.
Okay.
And
so rather than having this giant page with multiple views in it and conditional logic, you would have one for each one of those conditions.
Right,
and
exactly.
And then you say, all right, and based on some condition, you'll either select this one or that one.
Well, and not just based on conditions, but also through user navigation. Okay. So a user can click on a link, and you can have the URL actually change, and it's comes after a hash mark, so the browser is not actually navigating to a different URL on your server. But
So hash mark's usually a bookmark that goes to somewhere else in this a given page.
That's right.
Traditionally, what's used for?
Yes. So, but
Durandal hijacked that.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. And other single page application frameworks like Angular do this as well. Hmm. So it allows you to appear as if you're navigating between pages just like user used to doing on the web. But in reality, that's not actually going back to the server at all in the traditional way.
Okay. So then the sub views would be if you wanted to have reuse a view on multiple pages.
Yes.
Reuse a piece of a page, I guess I'd say. Like maybe you wanted to show the shopping cart summary or something like that in the top right of every page.
Yes, exactly. And not only that, but you can have sort of dynamically changing viewports. Say, if you're working on some sort of master detail screen or something, okay. So you've got a list of things, and you can, say, click on one customer, and then have
drill down into something else.
Yeah, and have that that sub view dynamically change based on what data was selected in the in the master part.
It seems like something would have to go out to the server. Are we retrieving these views from the server? Are we downloading them all at once at the start of the application? How does that work?
You can do either. So by default, that's going to go back to the server every time. But there are ways to package these things up and both your JavaScript and your HTML and have them downloaded as soon as the first server page loads. There's a particular tool called RJS that's a part of Require that allows you to bundle these things together. Durandal actually includes an additional library called a Wayland as of 2.0 that sort of builds on top of that and is a more sort of fully fledged build system that allows you to really separate these things out and maybe have just a couple of functional areas so you need these five scripts here and these five here and create packages more or less, sort of like we've had since MVC4, bundling things together and minifying them, et cetera.
Okay. Are you aware of sites that we would know that are using Durandal?
Well, Durandal is built by a guy named Rob Eisenberg, so this is sort of his baby. So the main site that I know of that uses it is his product called RPG With Me. Okay. So it's a site for sort of managing tabletop role-playing game campaigns and doing maps and character sheets and that kind of thing.
Hmm. Okay. And you're using it in production or are you just playing around with it?
So we've got a proof of concept where I'm at right now. We're already using Knockout. So that's already sort of in.
So you're moving
in
it
place.
Into your customer base, and
yes,
it's not something that the public can see yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
No.
What's getting started with this as an ASP.NET developer?
Mm-hmm.
What is there some NuGet package that eases that?
Yes, absolutely. They have a great thing called the starter kit. So you just do install package Durandal Durandal .starterkit. And that will actually give you a fully functional Durandal app with just some sort of a little page that has a little description about the library and then a little Flickr view that you can switch between different images and things. So,
okay. And that brings in jQuery and Knockout and everything.
Yes.
Else.
And as a matter of fact, the starter kit actually brings in a couple of extra things like Bootstrap. Which is really really useful to
that's Twitter's thing.
Yes, it's Twitter's thing, and it's generally getting to be the web's thing.
It's got some nice styling. I think is a big appeal. It just looks pretty.
Yeah, yeah, allows us non-designer developers to make something that looks actually decent.
And some of the responsive design stuff in there is pretty cool.
Yes, absolutely.
I have to do a show on that sometime. I haven't yet.
Yep.
So once you install that, then that basically gives you a sample application. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. So that gives you a fully working application, and that takes care of some of the plumbing pieces that might have been a little bit difficult to come up with on your own, even looking at the documentation. So, but that there's not a whole lot there as far as actual functionality. So it's easy to just pick out the pieces that you don't need, remove them, and really use that as a starting
point. So that's your preferred way of working, is to take that sample application and then just change that.
Yes.
And make it your application.
Yeah. And that's, like I said, that's easier to do. You can start from scratch and create your main JS file and wire up require and do all these things yourself. That's not, terribly difficult,
okay,
especially after you've done it for a while. But StarKit's just sort of a shortcut that's pretty useful.
But what about if I have an application that I've already started? Is it possible to kind of make that a Durandal application, or am I better off starting over?
Well, that's a good question. It depends. If you're already using Knockout, then that's possible. Okay. If you're not already in sort of a single page application mindset, okay, then that'd probably be pretty difficult.
Okay.
There are things that you do, especially around asynchronicity and just view composition, that are going to be sort of fairly different from just a traditional, server based MVC application.
With a single page application, does it matter whether I'm doing web forms or MVC?
It's going to be a little bit easier, I think, and this is just a personal opinion, it's going to be a little bit easier, I think, with MVC, just because you have a little bit more control about what markup is generated from the initial page served from the web server. But if you were able to create a clean enough, web forms view, then that would be fine. Really, the server-side framework doesn't matter a whole lot, because almost everything that you're going to do is going to be in HTML and JavaScript. That's mm-hmm. the whole idea is right. of the single
and,
page.
And web services, if you're calling some Ajax.
Yes. So, and at that point, now that we've got sort of the one ASP.NET, right?
Yeah, now there is no real distinction between a web forms project versus an MVC project.
Yeah, and so if you've got a web forms project, you can say, okay, I want to add a web API controller here, and that works just fine.
Okay. Where's a good resource for people to go and learn more about this?
So the main website for Durandal is durandaljs.com. And that they've got great documentation on all the stuff that we've talked about today, plus other things, things like promises and widgets and the routing system that they've got built in. They've done a really great job, as a matter of fact, on the documentation. There are also some Pluralsight courses, I believe, that address Durandal, and specifically John Papa's Hot Towel framework that's built on top of Durandal.
Okay. Yeah, John's been on the show.
Okay, yeah. So that's something you might not have known, is his Hot Towel is actually built on top of Durandal, adding Breeze.js for data as well.
Okay. And Ward's been on the show as well.
Oh, has he? Okay. Breeze.js. All right. So there you go.
Outstanding. Anything else that we should talk about that we haven't?
I don't think so. I would say, definitely go and check it out. It's really easy to get started, especially with that starter kit application. And single page applications are really starting to be all the rage now. So
definitely,
behoove the listeners to go check that out.
Where can people find out more about Brian Sullivan?
Okay. My blog is at briansullivan.me. Easy enough to remember. And you can catch me on Twitter at BM Sullivan. So if you've got any questions about Durandal or anything else, everybody can feel free to drop me a line.
Excellent. Brian, thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Remember, folks, when you're enjoying technology with friends, do so responsibly.